Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. According to published reports, Park County has recorded 10 cases of COVID-19 as of 3 p.m. yesterday, according to the Wyoming Department of Health. There are at least 4 active cases in Cody. No information was immediately available on the 2 new cases yesterday. The Wednesday case was an adult Cody woman tested at Powell Valley Healthcare, said Public Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen. The Tuesday afternoon Cody case, also diagnosed curbside, is an adult male. That makes 4 active Cody cases. Billen said in his daily update Wednesday night, the latest Cody cases were due to community spread as all worked together. Billen said early Monday morning a case of COVID-19 had been discovered in a Cody man, which was followed by another Cody male confirmed for the virus later that day. Another Cody resident tested positive on Friday. The cases earlier this week are in addition to 3 new cases of COVID-19 that occurred in a 24-hour period last Thursday and Friday. Now Park County has 6 active cases. None are hospitalized. Yellowstone employees continue to test negative, with the 3rd round of testing detecting no cases in 165 people, although the park announced Wednesday one worker of a contractor at Fishing Bridge did test positive. The U.S. Attorney for Wyoming announced Thursday that 2 women who were found walking in a thermal area off the boardwalk in Yellowstone National Park on June 11th have been fined and ordered to serve jail time. In a news release, U.S. Attorney Mark A. Klassen said Tara L. Davoli and Sarah A. Petrosky were each sentenced to 2 days in jail and fined $350. They were also ordered to pay $106.92 in restitution for damages to Opal Pool and will serve 2 years of unsupervised probation. According to the statement, the women, both from Philadelphia, left the boardwalk in the area of the park's Opal Pool in the Midway Geyser Basin. They reportedly damaged the orange bacterial mats at Opal Pool. Quote, the rules in our national park are there for a reason, to protect visitors and the natural beauty we all want to experience and enjoy. Just taking a few steps off the boardwalk in a thermal area may seem harmless, but it can really damage the ecosystem and potentially put visitors in danger, Klassen said.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
The Natrona County School District has officially filed a lawsuit against e-cigarette giant Juul this week, alleging the company has targeted young people and had misrepresented the true potency of the devices. Quote, as a result of Juul's youth-targeted marketing and misrepresentations about its products, Juul has succeeded in addicting a new generation of youth to nicotine, alleges the federal lawsuit filed by a Jackson-based law firm. Nicotine use among America's youth is rising sharply. With Juul as the dominant market leader, e-cigarette use increased 78% among high school students and 48% among middle school students from 2017 to 2018. The school district gave Jackson attorney Jason Oakes the go-ahead to file the suit last month. It broadly alleges that the company specifically marketed its products to teens, even designing its flash drive-like device to set it apart from the stigma-saddled traditional cigarettes. It charges Juul with downplaying and misrepresenting how much nicotine is present in the pods.
The lawsuit will join sprawling litigation against Juul that's consolidating in California, similar to how thousands of lawsuits against opioid companies were lumped together in Ohio. Oakes, who also represented Wyoming municipalities in those opioid suits, said that the school district suit will be part of the California litigation, but will return to a Wyoming courtroom should it ever go to trial. Prosecutors this week charged Evansville's mayor and one of the town's police officers, alleging misuse of a police database, court documents filed in Natrona County Circuit Court indicate. The charging documents state that Mayor Jennifer Sorensen faces a single misdemeanor count accusing her of misusing public office. Officer Matt McGraw, who was placed on administrative leave earlier this year, faces three counts. A single count of conspiracy to misuse public office and two more of drug possession. The two have apparently not yet had an opportunity to enter pleas to the charges. The mayor's attorney, Frank Chapman, said that previous reports of his client's connection to illegal drug activity were unfounded. The single charge indicated as much, Chapman said. McGraw's alleged drug possession charges are related to the opioid painkiller OxyContin. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.